One of the few items that faces a hard deadline is the renewal of mayoral control of the New York City schools. It expires at the end of the month. Senate Republican Majority Leader John Flanagan, who along with his GOP members has released three different bills, says he supports the concept and believes something can get done in the next few days before the session is scheduled to end.
Number one, we believe in mayoral control. Number two, as we did in the budget, and between now and June 21st, we will do the people's business.
All of the Senate's bills on mayoral control include provisions to strengthen charter schools, which Flanagan says are an integral part of the public school system.
Let's be clear. By law, charter schools are public schools.
During debate on the Senate floor, Senator Brad Hoylman, a Democrat, says linking the two items are a diversion and that lawmakers should be cautious that they don't siphon off resources.
In some instances, they are a shoehorn to the privatization of our public education system.
Senator Hoylman attempted to link the Republican state senator's proposals to the action of President Trump's administration and his education secretary, Betsy DeVos, who favors school vouchers.
Where we are giving up on our public education in favor of privatization.
Senator Flanagan, who was formerly the chamber's education committee chair, defended the bill. He denies it has anything to do with Republicans in Washington.
Honestly, I don't know what the heck you're talking about. I'm the architect of this legislation. The only thing I care about is what's going on in the state of New York. I'm not guided by what's happening in Washington. I'm guided by what's happening here.
Democrats are in the minority in the Senate, but they control the state assembly. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie also opposes linking the extension of mayoral control to sweeteners for charter schools, and he's already called the Senate bills a non-starter. He accused the Senate of stonewalling.
If I'm told the only way that we're going to get mayoral control is I have to do something on charter schools, they're the ones who said they're not ready to negotiate.
The assembly bill to renew mayoral control is also linked to a seemingly unrelated item, a provision to allow counties in upstate and on Long Island to keep charging sales tax. Senator Flanagan says assembly Democrats are being hypocritical. He says at least the Senate bills are all related to education matters.
They have decided to take a different tack and hold hostage a number of our colleagues right here for revenue in their local communities. If they had said at the beginning, no linkage, and stayed to that, that would be a different story.
Assembly Speaker Hastie says he believes the two measures are related because they all deal with requests from localities, including the city of New York and county governments across the state, and so they should be linked.
I look at it as respecting every single county's wish.
But the speaker says he is discussing mayoral control and the sales tax renewals with the Senate and Governor Cuomo. Senator Flanagan concurs that talks are going on behind the scenes as the countdown to the end of the session continues. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.